Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
You're listening to the Ask Coach Perry cycling podcast, and I've got our cycling coach, Devlin Eden, with us. I'm Brad Brown. Devlin's just got back from riding the APSA Cape Epic, and we've got a gear question today, particularly on a mountain biking point of view. And it was submitted by Samantha. Devlin, Samantha wants to know, should she be looking at a dual suspension or a hardtail? She's looking at getting into mountain biking. What is the right way to go?
I think in this regard, there's a couple of things we need to look at. Firstly, what sort of rider are you? With regards to, are you someone that's looking for more of a comfortable ride and spending longer times out on the trail versus being more of an elite rider and someone that's not necessarily spending the time out there? From a comfort side of things and making sure that there's a couple of benefits. Firstly, from a dual suspension in the sense of, like I mentioned, comfort, and as well as you've got more traction with a dual suspension when you're riding very technical climbs and rocky climbs, that it actually allows more traction on the back wheel versus a hardtail, which is bouncing around quite a lot more as well when you do go over the rocky sections. Again, as mentioned, so if you're more of an elite rider and you're spending short periods of time and it's a shorter distance race, the hardtail is probably going to be the way to go, in the sense that the bike is also lighter. And if you're looking from a weight aspect of the bike, that's going to be more important. I think it's you though to find something that is a little bit more comfortable, that work for you. Dual suspension, hardtail, there's pros and cons to both bikes. My personal opinion is I'm all for the dual suspension. I like to ride something a little bit more comfortable as well, and enjoy the option of having that extra traction on the back wheel.
Awesome stuff. Samantha, yeah, and get to your bike shop as well. Get them to chat to you about what it is that you're actually looking for, and make sure that you do get on the right bike. Devlin, thank you so much for your time. Don't forget, if you have a question you'd like answered, all you need to do is head over to coachperry.com. Also be part of the online community. Go to coachperry.com/join and be part of it right now. Until next time, from the two of us, it's cheers.
Be sure to subscribe to the Ask Coach Perry podcast on iTunes, follow it on SoundCloud, or listen to it on Stitcher. Follow us on Twitter @AskCoachPerry.